Jay Leno has had enough and he's speaking out. He can't stand Jimmy Kimmel. And he can't stand what he's done to late night either. Today we'll tell you why the legendary funny man finally came out and said, "Can Kimmel?" He can't stand him, and neither can we. Hello, folks. Welcome back to a ferociously interesting video yet again, dominating the YouTubes on the power of you. Every time you click the like button, we get a little lift here. And folks, we love that lift you give. As we dive in, today we're talking about Jay Leno taking on Jimmy Kimmel at a spicy time in the timeline of late night. It's a fight between legend and loser. The legendary Jay Leno has seen enough. Jimmy Kimmel has gone so vile that Leno is now doing what Disney don't. This post by, a user whose name we cannot say here on the YouTubes says, Jay Leno admits trusting Jimmy Kimmel was a huge mistake. He humiliated me on my own show. Says Jay Leno is going viral after revisiting the moment Jimmy Kimmel publicly humiliated him on his own show. And according to Leno, he could have edited the entire thing out. He chose not to. Quote, I trusted somebody. I made a mistake. Unquote. This is to say that Kimmel has always been a shark. He's always been out for blood. We'll play this for you, folks, and we'll weigh in on it. We'll hop in at times. But this is Jay Leno now coming out and talking about Kimmel and the real kind of guy that he happens to be.
You know, everybody makes a big deal. You know, when Kimmel came on my show and humiliated me in my own show, I let it happen. I didn't edit it. It was my mistake. I trusted somebody. I went, I made a mistake. Okay, I should pay the price.
You're known for pranks. What's the best prank you ever pulled?
I think the best prank I ever pulled was I told a guy that 5 years from now, I'm going to give you my show. And then when the 5 years came, I gave it to him. And then I took it back almost instantly. Wow.
So that's mocking Jay Leno over the Conan O'Brien thing. We'll skip ahead because they'll ding us. Disney will ding us. All right. Okay, here we go. Back to Jay Leno and what he says about that, which, by the way, is very similar now to Kimmel rubbing Disney executives' faces and the fact they can't fire him, going in front of the ad buyers and just slamming Disney and saying, hey, I'm costing this company billions of dollars. I might be the most expensive mistake they've ever made. Really bragging, right? And just telling Josh D'Amaro, haha, there's no way you can fire me. Jay Leno goes on to say more.
Well, because it happened. It's real. It happened. It's my mistake. That's how you learn.
Did you view it as a mistake, or is that good TV?
It's not good TV for me because it started a whole thing that continues to this day, really. But it's okay. It's all right. I mean, he's a comic. You do what you got to do. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't have done it, but that's okay.
Jay Leno does not sound like a happy camper when it comes to Jimmy Kimmel. And he's got an experience that I think matches up with a lot of folks out there. Wiz, it seems to me that Kimmel has really taken his place in entertainment by counting the bodies that he's built his legacy upon. What say you and the way that Leno responds to him?
You know, I'd like to start off by saying, you know, there are two ways to build the tallest building in town, right? If you're building a building, you want to build the tallest. There's two ways to do it. The first way is you tear down everybody else's in town so that yours is the tallest by default, or you just build the tallest building because you can. And Jimmy Kimmel is the guy that likes to destroy everybody else's towers, everybody else's buildings to elevate himself. He has only ever collected scalps as trophies as a means to better his career. He has never been a nice guy. He has always been a nasty guy, even when he was just getting started. I will say it's nice to see Leno still do a lot. It's nice to still see him in the limelight. But I got to say, I'm glad that Leno's not still doing this. Late night has gotten disgusting. It's not a nice place. It's not entertaining. And, you know, whether we talk about, who's in the writer's rooms and, you know, is it all an inside job or are all these late night comedians, are they all like getting told the same rules? Because why is all their stuff so similar and why is it all so bad? And so I think Leno got out at the best time he could have retired. It was the best time he could have gotten out because ever since then, it has gone to crap. And people are going to look back, you know, in years to come, people are going to look back on Leno's career and they're going to go, Jay Leno was awesome. He was pretty good. Whether you really loved him or not, I liked Jay Leno and I liked his time as a late night host. But people are going to look back on Kimmel and be like, that guy was awful. Kimmel is going to be remembered for how he went out. He's not going to be remembered for what he did while he was there. Leno will be remembered for what he did while he was there.
Well, I want to come back to you, Wiz, with a question on that, a clarification point. You said that Leno got it the right time, and you're happy that Leno's not there anymore. And you said because late night's a nasty place. Now, are you suggesting then that if Leno or Letterman or Conan or Ferguson or whoever back from that era, if they were in late night, that they would have to get in the mud? Or see, the way I envision it is if somebody of their mold was there right now, they could be what late night was. And I think they'd still be pulling 6, 7, 8 million viewers like 15 years ago. I think the desecration of late night comes from the fact that these guys have decided we're just all going to, you know, be on the attack all the time and drive away 70% of the audience.
I think whoever would be in that spot would be compromised. Maybe that's a black pilled kind of take. I think if you take that spot, you're going to do what you're told to do. I don't believe that these writers' rooms aren't handed marching orders. And maybe they aren't. And you know what? Actually, it's the reverse. It's not black pill. Because if they are being handed marching orders, that would be better than what we get. Because then that would mean there is a kind of there's bad guys in play at the corporate level telling them what to produce. No, bro, what you're kind of implying, what your side plays out is they're doing this on their own free will, which is even worse. That's terrible. So could they, if they were still there, would Conan be able to do whatever he wanted to do? Possibly, but I just doubt it. I just doubt it. It's you get with the system or the system gets you gone.
Well, let's talk about the aspect then of the rivalry here. I agree with you, Wiz. I think you're right. But back in the day, Leno was, you know, always going after Letterman, and Letterman was always going after Leno. And it kind of reminds me of basketball. You know, back in the 90s in basketball, what made it so great was that the teams actually didn't like each other. If you go to the 80s, I mean, you know, Bulls versus Lakers, Lakers versus Celtics. I mean, you know, these players wanted to win. You'd watch basketball today and they're all buddies. They're all trying to get a sponsorship deal. They don't really have rivalries. And you look at what's going down with late night as Colbert gets kicked off the air in total failure, not victory. And what's happening? Well, all the other late night guys are coming on there and they're buddies, they're pals. Leno and Letterman, they were going at each other. They were trying to win. And yet, even despite that, Leno has bad things to say about, not Letterman, about Jimmy Kimmel. And that's fascinating to me. It's fascinating to me that his angst is aimed at somebody other than his main competitor. It's Kimmel today.
I'd like to imagine that there was a respect. Like, you could be rivals, but then you could still have respect for the person because you're rivals. I mean, like, sure, there might have been bad blood there. But I look at something like you said, the basketball guys. Well, we know that during the Michael Jordan era, like, there was a lot of internal competition, right? I also thought of what you were saying, that Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, for the longest time, they were like pure rivals in movies. And they would like kind of trick each other into taking jobs that might put one of them above the other. And then for them in the end of that, to be able to look past, like, hey, we had that rivalry and it made us better people because of it. It made us more successful. We had to compete. We had to be better. Sometimes rivalry, competition makes us better people. So to that, I can only hope that Leno and Letterman have that kind of rivalry respect for each other, that like, not maybe not even friendly competition, but respect.
Let's play the end of the interview. And then, Lauren, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the way Leno feels about Jimmy Kimmel and also the timing of it, right? Because this is coming out the last week of Colbert, and Kimmel's about to be, you know, going head to head with Fallon, and that's it. Well, except for Gutfeld, he's beating them both by like huge numbers, but we're not allowed to talk about that. Here's the end of that interview.
Oh, he's a comic. You do what you got to do. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't have done it, but that's okay. That's all right. That's okay. It is what it is. It's better than saying, spend the rest of my life. So what really happened on that show? You know, you can take a look and see. You know, so yeah, it's fine.
I don't think it's fine, Lauren. I don't think it's fine. I think he really detests Jimmy Kimmel. And I bet there are a lot of other people who feel the same way. They're just not allowed to say it.
Yeah, I think so. But I've got some real mixed feelings about this because
you like
I
Conan.
Remember back when the late night wars were going on. And it was really cutthroat there for a while between Leno and Letterman. And a lot of that was because Letterman thought that he was going to take over for Carson. Yep. And if you remember, Carson went on Letterman's show, and the first yep. thing that he said when he got on the chair was, "So how pissed off are you?"
I always felt like Letterman was the aggressor, and Leno he tried to take it in stride as much as he could.
Well, the way I
maybe strategically.
Here's what's odd is that I loved Carson. But I also loved Leno when he was guest hosting, and I was really excited when Leno was going to take over the show. But when he did take over the show, I felt like he was not as good, in my opinion, as when he was guest hosting. He changed too much. And I still watched the show. I still liked it. But when everything went down with Conan, I did think that was kind of scummy. And he has rationalized it throughout the year, saying, look, the ratings weren't doing great. And the studio came back to me and said, look, we made a mistake. We want to bring you in. We're offering you all this money. Says, what would you do? And I think that there's a valid point in there, but it still kind of screwed Conan over. But I think that's a real soft spot that Jay has had throughout the years because he did take a lot of backlash for that.
Well, the way that happened, man, when he came in and essentially had an earlier than late night show to lead into Conan and Conan got pushed back. It was like, hey, Conan, you're secretly going to get pushed to the late, late show, but we're still going to call it, you know. I mean, that's where it got scummy. I mean, and surely Leno had to, how do you not have the foresight when you come into that and go, you know, I think this is going to play poorly with the crowd.
Right. Now, the thing that I do respect for Leno here is that even though he did take all the slings and arrows for how that went down, he never really got nasty with the audience about it or tried to go into histrionics about it. He just laid out his case and he stood by it. And in this case, what he's saying here, too, also applies with Kimmel. It's like, imagine if he had edited that bit out. You know Kimmel would have said something about it and would have used it against him. And instead, he just let it lay there, even though it hurt. So I respect Leno for that. I don't dislike Leno. I just think that he was perhaps a little more opportunistic than he should have been. And I know that there are other comics that had issues with him for various reasons. It's a cutthroat business. And it's one where there are a lot of egos and they're easy to get bruised. I definitely think Leno comes out looking way better than Kimmel ever will, regardless of how you look at the old late night wars. So
I think Kimmel and Colbert, they'll be viewed. I mean, there's a certain segment that's never going to admit this. Everybody views them as the guys who killed late night. Mm-hmm. That's how they'll always be viewed. That's their history, right? Carson built it. Leto and Letterman carried it. Kimmel and Colbert killed it. That's late night.
Often as we get ready to wrap these up, folks, you'll hear us say, keep learning, keep growing, keep having fun. And the reason we do it is because we appreciate you. It's true. We do. And we want you to have a good time. Thank you for giving us the great time of spending time with you. Folks, on the way out the door, consider clicking that like button, share, subscribe, click it and stick it to the algorithms. It's the notification bell. And drop a comment down below because you matter. Your thoughts matter. Who cares what the legacy corporate deadbeat media tells you? You really are important. And we're a testament to that. We wouldn't be here without folks just like you. And since we've said it, we'll say it once more. Folks, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.